You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Did you know you can listen to hundreds more live 365 stations when you download our mobile app? It's the stations you love, like this one and many more. Just go to live365.com/smartphone and download your free software today. Turns out you can take it with you.
See, poll shows that 57% of adults believe businesses that provide wedding-related services, such as florists or caterers, should be required to provide those services to same-sex couples like they would any other customer, or if they have religious objections. That's compared to 41% who say businesses should be allowed to refuse service for religious reasons. A similar poll last fall showed opinions on the subject split more evenly. A new Mayo Clinic survey is showing most Americans are willing to be organ donors. Dr. Brooke Edwards say that attitude will go a long way toward addressing the organ shortage affecting the nation.
And we were happy to see two-thirds of Americans, 66%, would like to become organ donors if they were in the situation where they had died and could donate their organs.
Dr. Edwards adds that roughly 125,000 people are currently waiting for an organ transplant. Many of those people need new kidneys, which Dr. Edwards reminds can be provided by living donors given a proper match.
Consider being a donor. You can do it in most states on your driver's license. You can go to a website called DonateLife.net, and you can identify yourself as an organ donor.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
The news is sponsored by Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc.
In America, we believe in a future that is better than today. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has been working hard for their clients' futures, never taking a bailout, helping generations achieve dreams, buy homes, put their kids through college, retire how they want to. Today, Patton, Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. They are ready to help you feel more confident about your financial future. Put the strength of a global financial leader to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton, Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you achieve your dreams and goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. That's 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
And your weather forecast for the Hunterdon County area begins today with mostly sunny skies, a high near 53, very breezy, with a northwesterly wind between 17 and 21 miles per hour. Tonight, patchy frost after 1 a.m., otherwise mostly clear, with a low around 29. Northwesterly winds between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 62 degrees. Northwesterly winds around 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, partly cloudy skies and a low around 38, and calm winds. Sunday, mostly sunny, with a high near 64, and northerly winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy, with a low around 41. Start your work week with a chance of showers, partly sunny skies, and a high near 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, here every Friday morning from 10 to 11 on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet Radio Station. I am Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline and your host of the show today, and normally every Friday, and very excited because one of our recurring guests is Kristen Heimel, and she's here today. She's the Senior Program Director of the YMCA of Hunterdon County, near and dear to my heart for all the work that they do. And she's going to talk about a variety of things, including some events coming up, but mostly about the programs and camps for this summer. And you better listen very closely, because there are deadlines to sign up for, and you don't want your children to miss out. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Susan. How are you?
I'm good. So, it doesn't feel like summer by any means. People may just gloss over those deadlines thinking, oh, I've got three more months before summer hits.
They think it's still winter.
Really, but it is, in fact, right around the corner, an exciting time for kids, an exciting time for adults, too, to get out, to do the things we need to do, especially under the umbrella of the YMCA that encourages us to not just have fun, but to be healthy doing it.
Indeed, indeed. And it is cold today, and I think people might be a little confused with the weather, and it's sign-up time, and or it's not sign-up time. But it is sign-up time for camp, and we've got a lot of great registrations already in. People took advantage of our pre-registration happened early in January. We had a huge influx of people this year signing up early, which was fantastic.
Really, and they're learning, because people, these programs are very popular, and every year you may have to get on a waiting list. So signing up early, good for them.
Exactly, and we are starting to fill up on. We are starting to take wait lists now. However, there is a lot of space still available for all age groups. So whether it's our Camp Car program, our sports camp program, or our Lambertville South Hunterdon program, there is still space for everyone to get in and enjoy the summer out at one of our camp programs.
And you have many, 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 many. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, because the opportunities are aplenty.
Well, I will say our three main camps are, as I mentioned, our Camp Car program in Clinton Township, which is probably our largest program and people are most familiar with. Our second largest is really our sports camp program, which is held out of our Deer Path site in Flemington, and that has a whole assortment of sports opportunities for kids. And then we also have a South Hunterdon day camp program that's hosted out of the South Hunterdon Regional High School, and it serves that population down there, because it is harder for them to get all the way up into North Hunterdon and or even Central Hunterdon. It's a big county, as you know.
It is a big county, and transportation is always an issue.
Well, and that's, you know what, that's a great segue into the fact that we do have transportation for our day camps. Our Camp Car and Sports Camp program, we offer 4 bus routes all around the county for children to get picked up in the morning and brought to one of those 2 camps, and then return to that bus stop in the afternoon. We go as far south as the luggage factory to pick children up in the morning. Wow. We go as far west as out to the Old York School, where it's not Old York School anymore, but it's on Old York Road, where it's the Branchburg Municipal Building there on Route 202, so it's the old school right next to it. And then we go as far north as the Washington A&P on Route 31. And then we go all the way out to Holland Township and Robert Hunter. And within each of those areas, there's about 3 or 4 different bus stops that kids can get picked up from along the way. So
if the kids are listening, they're like, this is great. Mom, Dad, you have no excuse. This is easy. Sign me up.
Exactly. And it makes it easy for Mom and Dad, because we are a working community.
We are.
And the times picking up are convenient. It brings the children to camp in the morning. They spend the whole day there till 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then we send them back home to the bus stop, and it's a good time for, you know, Mom and Dad to get there conveniently. So, and if that doesn't work, we also have the morning and aftercare programs at all of our sites that start at 7:15 in the morning and go till 6 p.m. in the evening if people need that care. And that's a fun time too. Kids get to be social with one another, just like at day camp, but the day camp time frame is a really structured time frame with lots of great activities throughout the day, whether, again, it's at our Camp Car program, sports camp, or south camp. You know, if it's sports and games, arts and crafts, hiking, swimming, swimming lessons, there is so much going on at all of these camp programs. The standard time, the general time for those if you don't need extended care or busing is 9 to 4. You know, kids start coming out of their cars at 8:45 in the morning. We start letting them out, and they start their day with the counselors. And about 3:45, we start wrapping up with our closing ceremonies, and mom and dad and everyone's coming to pick up. It's a lot of hustle and bustle, but it's a great time.
You know, I just love camps. I grew up in camps. First of all, I learned how to swim through the YMCA as a kid. And to me, camps, always that time. We talk about adults unwinding after a day of work and so forth. You know, kids really don't do that. And of course, adults will tell you, well, neither do I bring work home. But kids really spend all that time in school during the year. And listen, kids, if you are listening, you should be in school. But just in case you're home with a cold, I am advocating for you. You come home from school, and it's homework. And then hopefully you have chores, because I'm a firm believer in chores and camp. And before you know it, it's time, you know, for bed, et cetera, and to start that whole cycle again. Summer camp is an opportunity, I always felt when I was a kid, to not only just have the fun, but really to unwind while you're actually still learning skill sets, and very important skill sets, and also learning independence. Because the one thing, after a summer of camp, my mother always said to me, it was short-lived, but she would always say to me, you have matured so much over the course of the summer. And she loved the fact that I would go and be independent. I would make decisions as to what programs I wanted, things that I normally didn't get during the school year. But she would always comment when I came home for at least a week that I had matured. After that, things kind of
went back to the same.
Yeah. I'm sure that incrementally something stayed with me. But I do, and I do feel it now, that certain skill sets that I had, the teamwork that you have at camp, the leadership skills that you get at camp are just absolutely amazing.
You know, I think a lot of that comes from the counselors that we have there. You know, it's in the summertime, all of these wonderful kids come home from college, kids that are studying to work in the social field, to be teachers, to work with children that have special needs. There's such a dynamic group of staff, and we're so lucky to have them, and they bring such great things to the table when they come to work for us.
And many of them, and I know, I don't know if he's still with you, but many of them have come up through the ranks and have actually begun not just being a counselor there, but have taken on employment opportunities with the YMCA after graduation.
Absolutely. And I would say our camp director, who is Mr. Paul DiGilio, is a full-time teacher down in Philadelphia, but he actually started his career at Camp Carr as a six-year-old child.
That's what I thought. Yep. Okay, he is still with you.
And he has served in from being a child to a counselor in training and every position therein.
That is wonderful.
He's fabulous. He's really created a dynamic program. He has very high standards for his staff. To deliver a quality program to the children, and it's amazing. We're really lucky to have him on board.
Well, we're going to come back after these commercials and learn in detail about the different camps and programs so that you can determine which is best for your child and get them signed up immediately despite the weather.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterton at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterton, the voice for mental health in Hunterton County.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterton County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterton Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Crime Stoppers of Hunterton County and the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce are offering a free seminar, Keeping Your Business Safe, on Tuesday, April 28th at 5:30 at the Historic Courthouse in Flemington. This program will include a presentation by Prosecutor Anthony Kearns and then an in-depth discussion by the FBI about physical security and identity theft, followed by presentations on cloud security. Registration is free, but please visit www.crimestoppershunterton.com or call 908-782-3909 to register today. The Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce is proud to present HuntertonChamberRadio.com. All business, all talk, all community. Bringing you local news, information, events, and informative programming. Proudly serving the businesses and residents of Hunterton County, New Jersey.
And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterton, Hunterton Helplines radio show. I'm Susan Lax, director of Hunterton Helpline. I almost forgot. It's Friday. It's Friday. Kristen and I have been talking about the fact that it's Friday. Not that I don't have to work tomorrow, but anyway, Kristen of the YMCA of Hunterton County has been sharing with us about the programs and camps that are coming up on our summer agenda, and she is Senior Program Director, who better to talk to. I want to just let you know that if you've listened to the first segment or you're really tuned in because you want information about how you can sign up your child, let's start with the main phone number of the YMCA, 908-782-1030. That's 908-782-1030. And of course, for more information on anything that you hear during the program, www.hcymca.org. And of course, there's a ton of information, briefs about the programs, but also you can even get the brochure right there online. Isn't that right, Kristen?
Indeed, yes, you can.
So we talked in general about why camps and summertime programs are so important for kids. Let's go into, you know, a little detail about how a parent decides, okay, is it camp car? Is it the sports camp? Sports are really big now. Is that suitable for my child? Should they have more of a general type camp program? How do we know?
You know, in each one of these camps, the Camp Carr Sports Camp and South Hunterton Day Camp are unique. They each have their own character. The Camp Carr program, I would say, is the camp program that you think of. It's the traditional outdoor camp program where there's hiking and there's arts and crafts and there's singing and the traditional camp program that you remember growing up. The sports camp program is great because it's for the kids that do want to run around and do the sports and games and play those types of sports. But it's not hugely competitive. It is competitive in that they do play games and there are winners and there are challenges and there are all those things, but it's all done in a way that everyone walks away feeling like a winner.
Mm-hmm.
And if you want a little bit more specialized sports skills, there are some specialty camp programs that focus directly on those skills rather than just the general sports and games programs. Basketball, tennis, we have ballet, golf, baseball, cheerleading. We even have bowling. flag football, soccer, field hockey, lacrosse. And those are all specialty camps that if you wanted a little bit more skill in those areas, you can sign up for one of those week-long programs. But then if you're looking for just a general sports experience and a little taste of everything, that's our general sports camp for every different age group from 4 to 12 years old.
Wow. So. And South Camp, that is more like Camp Carr.
It's held in the South Hunterdon High School, and what it is more traditional. But what I'd say about South Camp is they are very artistic and theatrical. They have much more of an artistic and theatrical flair down there. And I think that's indicative of that part of the county. Also, the families that are bringing their children there have that within them. They're living in that environment, and those children bring it to the table. That's a much smaller program. There's about 40 children that attend that program, and there's a lot of flexibility in what they do. Angela Nino is the director there, who's been with us for many years, and she works in the New Hope Silbury School District, and well loved down there. So it's a great program. They do lots of fun things down there also.
So if I wanted to be a hog and I just really couldn't decide, are there opportunities for me to say, you know what, you're going to go to Camp Carr part of the summer, but you're also going to go to a sports camp another part of the summer?
Yes, you can absolutely do that. These are week-long programs, so you can pick and choose which weeks work for you. Usually what I find that works the best for a child is that they pick a base camp, whether it's sports camp, Camp Carr, or South Camp, and that's really where most of their time is spent, because what happens is they form relationships with the counselors, and they form relationships with children. And when they move to another camp, they have to start all over again. And it doesn't matter what camp they move back and forth from, they always have the new freshness of starting all over, so they kind of lose that comfort that they had at the original camp. I see what works is if they go from one camp where they've spent most of their summer, and then they do a specialty camp, whether it's bowling or hockey or something.
That makes sense.
That is a little bit, that transition from camp to camp is usually very smooth. And
also the specialty camp are like-minded people.
Yes.
So that would be easier to make friends, easier to, establish those relationships on a quicker basis, because there's common ground there.
Absolutely.
That makes sense. That makes definite sense. So what's the process? I'm ready. You know, I wish my kids were 8 again. Nah, I really don't.
We'll do over.
Oh, no. No, it was fine the first time. Let's just keep it that way and keep on going. But I did always love, you know, signing them up for different things and just having them come back and be excited about something. So what's the process? What do we do? Should they go to the website and decide? What is the process? And also, how do they talk to their child about finding the right camp? I'm a helicopter mom. I admit it. I'm proud of it. But the child should have big say in what they're going to do during the summertime.
I think the first thing in talking to your child is really telling them what the environment is at each one of these camps. I mean, obviously, a lot of it is convenience for the parents, too. If you live near Warren County, you're not likely to drive all the way down to South Hunterdon. So you're really looking at either our sports camp or our Camp Carr program. And, you know, Camp Carr is very much the outdoor camp. It's the wooded environment. It's you know, you have structures and pavilions to, you know, which are your group areas. And then our sports camp program comes in and out of a gymnasium, and they use the field space. They're in and out program, I guess I should say, facility based and outdoors, whereas Camp Carr is really outdoor based. Where is your child comfortable? That's one of the first things I would talk to them about. And then you find out, is your child that sports and games child, or do they want a little bit more of everything? Because you will get sports and games at Camp Carr, but again, it is the hiking, it is the nature, it is
the traditional.
Thank you.
Camp.
Exactly.
Get away, go up in the mountains, kind of thing. You know, that people totally say this is how your summer should be spent.
Exactly.
Get away from the brick and mortar and experience nature.
Exactly. So that's the image people have in their head. But again, the Hunterdon County is filled with great little athletes, and the sports camp program offers that, keeps them going. And for the 4 and 5 year old little junior sportsters, they get an opportunity to taste all different kinds of sports and figure out what works for them. And then the fun thing that they do there too is they have a twist on the different sports that they play. Like they play tennis, baseball, rather than with a baseball bat. They're playing baseball with a tennis racket and a tennis ball. So it's funny to watch them play, and the kids have a better chance of hitting the ball too.
Yeah, what I was going to say, can I play?
Exactly. I'm not sure who has more fun half the time, whether it's the children or the counselors when I'm watching them. So it's a great time for everybody.
That sounds wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. Okay, so then you have the discussion with your child. You're all set. Go to the website, make a phone call. How do we do it?
You know, and we can do it a lot of different ways. What I tell parents is what's most important to me is that I get your health information so that I know about your child and what your child's needs are.
Absolutely.
So that is a paper document that I need to have in hand. So you can go to our website. You can look at our brochure. You can print it out. There are a couple pages in the back. I like to say pages as I flip it through here myself. Pages 13 through 19 are really the registration pages. You can come in to either our Round Valley branch on Route 22 or our Deer Path branch in Flemington, or you can call me, scan it, and send it in to me, and we can do it over the phone. There's a lot of different ways to make it happen. I think the easiest is really coming in so that you can make sure all your paperwork is in. And maybe that's me being a little selfish so that I know I get your paperwork in hand. But we are flexible and we'll work with you however you need to do it. Again, I spoke
technology is great, but face-to-face still wins.
Exactly. I spoke to a lovely woman the other day, and she's a working mom, and she had so many things going on the weekends. There was one spot left in this camp that she needed to be in, and we did it over the phone. She scanned it. She emailed it to me. Everyone's registered, and we're all good to go.
There you go. Yep, so absolutely. Do they have to make an appointment if they come in? Just give a holler or just walk right in?
Just walk right in. Any one of the associates at our membership service desk can assist. They're all trained to take registration and put it into the computer for you, so everyone's locked and ready to go for a camp.
And they go to the Deer Path Park facility, or can they do it on Route 22 as well?
They can do it at both.
Anywhere. Okay.
Exactly, anywhere.
Great.
Anyone, they can get it done.
Any particular hours availability?
Just the open hours of the facility. So as long as the facility is open, someone will be there to register.
Great. So again, www.hcymca.org. And you can call them if you need more assistance, 782-1030, 908-782-1030. And we're going to take a short break, but I'm going to remind you about Hunterdon Helpline, your first call for help for any need, whether it be basic human need, resources, seniors, persons with disabilities, children, youth, and families, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, basic community information, emergency shelter, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and of course, we are the go-to agency for the social services in both Somerset and Hunterdon County after hours. Our number is 908-782-4357 or our 1-800 number, 272-4630, 1-800-272-4630. For any need, visit our website, get a better understanding, www.helplinehc.org. And we will be right back with Kristen Heimel of the YMCA of Hunterdon County and more wonderful news about the summer. Yes, it is coming.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. More than a dozen Indiana high school students are recovering from minor injuries after a stage collapsed during a musical performance last night. 17 students at Westfield High School, north of Indianapolis, were injured when the stage collapsed during a performance. Officials had initially said one student was in critical condition, but that has been corrected.
WNBA basketball star Brittany Griner and her fiancé were arrested on assault and disorderly conduct charges. Lisa Kudas with Goodyear, Arizona police say they take domestic violence cases very seriously.
Domestic violence crosses all lines. There's resources available for those who are in a situation like that and need help.
Another day of protests is expected today in Baltimore over the death of Freddie Gray. The African-American man suffered a severe spinal cord injury. 1 week after police arrested him, Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is sending state police officers to Baltimore amid the ongoing protests, with demonstrations expected to continue throughout the weekend. This is USA Headline News.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection, and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
You make the decision to buy the home, then you're faced with what's next. What do we do?
We started at Realtor.com.
Realtor.com gave us a lot more current information.
Listings are pulled directly from the MLS every 15 minutes.
Once you've gone through all of that, the Realtor makes it happen.
We worked with the Realtor that really knew the area.
And he knew the market.
When you have someone who has the expertise, it makes it so much easier.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
And the weather forecast for the area: mostly sunny skies today, a high near 53, breezy with a northwesterly wind of 17 to 21 miles per hour. Patchy frost after 1 a.m. tonight, otherwise mostly clear with a low around 29. Northwesterly winds between 7 and 10 miles per hour. Saturday, areas of frost before 8 a.m., otherwise mostly sunny and a high near 62. The winds will be around 10 miles per hour. Saturday evening, partly cloudy and a low around 38. The winds will be calm. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 64. North winds between 3 and 6 miles per hour. Sunday evening, partly cloudy and a low around 41. A chance of showers on Monday, partly sunny skies and a high near 60. The chance of precipitation is 30%. And you are back with Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show, which is all about the Hands Across Hunterdon, the people and the organizations that come together to make Hunterdon County the village. Whether it be helping each other, whether it be supporting our economic development and so forth, really supporting the infrastructure and making Hunterdon County the wonderful place it is to live. With me this morning, if you're just tuning in, is Kristen Heimel. She's Senior Program Director of the YMCA of Hunterdon County. And while it may not feel like summer is on its way, it is, and you better get ready to sign up those kids for the programs and services at the Y. Several camp opportunities and different programs we've been talking about. If you are just tuning in and you need a recap, www.hcymca.org. Y-H-C-Y-M-C-A.org for all your information about the Y. And also their other programs. They do fantastic work here in our community. They are an institution that helps people day in and day out, as Hunterdon Helpline knows. They're oftentimes the agency we can refer to for various programs, and we are very proud to work alongside of them. So, Kristen, I know, too, that, again, as a nonprofit, and we're going to talk a little bit about the fact that the Y is a member of Give Hunterdon, but as a Y, as a nonprofit, we have to support these camps. You give out a ton of scholarships to kids who otherwise could not afford to participate in these programs. So let's talk about some of your events which support the YMCA and all it does in our community.
Absolutely. Well, we do have coming up, we have a fantastic fun day. It's our first Color Me Healthy Fun Run that's going to be hosted at our Round Valley Branch on May 2nd. There are going to be, it's a family fun run. So you can come out with, I think we have someone as young as 2 years old that will be doing our mile loop with this day. It's also, for something different also for people that are pet lovers, our 2 o'clock wave is a pet friendly wave. So if you wanted to bring your dog out for a little jaunt around the mile trail, that's going to be very colorful because it is a color run, if you guys have heard of that. We'll be doing that on May 2nd. There is still time to register for that. We have almost 200 people that are registered at this point. So it's going to be a really exciting day. It's actually coming on the heels of our annual support campaign. Just this week, some of you that are listening may have received a phone call from a volunteer, most likely a teen volunteer, to ask for a contribution to support our annual support campaign. And to everyone that did contribute or even considered or listened to our plea, I thank you for that, as does everyone at the YMCA. But those dollars do go to support families in Hunterdon that are in need. It's funny, the other day, Susan, I met a grandmother in the parking lot who had approached me a couple years ago. It was probably more than a couple, but I won't go into that. She had her 3 grandchildren put into her lap, and she and her husband, you know, as grandparents getting ready to retire, it was a game changer for them. So they took on the responsibility of their 3 grandchildren, and not knowing what to do with them, came to the YMCA and asked for help. Long story short, the children were wonderful. We had many successful years with them. They're doing well now. They're thriving. One young lady just asked me for a reference to do a sleepaway camp at a Girl Scout sleepaway camp. So I'm excited that she's doing that. But she said to me, I still take this with me all the time, that you have no idea what a guardian angel you were for me.
Oh, wow.
When I needed you most, when I needed something that I did not have the answers for, the YMCA was there for us. And we took those children and we gave them great summers year after year. And I like to believe that a lot of their success is due to the wonderful people that work for us at the Y and helping them to thrive in a challenging situation.
I absolutely believe that. And I have to say that as the a member of the YMCA Marketing Committee for years, I did the phone-a-thon for years until my position changed at Helpline, and I'm just 24/7. I try for, you know, an event here, an event there to help out, but can't do the phone-a-thon anymore. But I will tell you that doing it was, and I brought my son a couple of times too. It was fascinating to hear the stories. It was just fascinating. You know, you'd get on the phone with somebody and you would start to talk about the why and how important it was for them to participate financially. And they would just interrupt and say, oh, you know, this is like the greatest thing and I will always support the Y. And it just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. And I will also tell you that we had some families who said, you know, I'm not in the same place I was last year or the year before. I've had to let my membership go. And I would say that that's not necessary. You know, swallow your pride, go in. You've been a supporter of the Y. There's no reason for you to leave at this point in your life where you have, unfortunately, that situation, which befalls all of us. So that was nice, too, because it was, you know, the YMCA is not just a place when everything is going well. As this grandmother points out, the YMCA, first and foremost, has always been a place to go for help. It's wonderful that it does it through, you know, all the wonderful programs and the sports and the exercise and everything else for a balanced person, which I find to be so important. But it was just a great experience being on those phones. So can they still donate? I know you can donate at any time. You don't have to wait for the phone-a-thon.
Absolutely. And I believe we still have one more night tonight.
So
we'll be doing some phone calling.
And even if it's during dinner time, take the call. Take the call. Do your community duty and support the Y. So, but you have other programs as well. So you have the fun day. That's coming up this weekend.
That's actually next weekend, May 2nd.
Right,
May 2nd.
Just so. In a week. So
exactly.
You have time to register.
And if you have a pet, bring them out. 2 o'clock, you can run with your puppy.
There you go. And what else do we have? I know you have another. Actually, this sounds hysterical. I want to be a fly on the wall. The birthday bash? What is that?
It is. And actually, before I left to come over here this morning, I'm like, I need one of those little postcards that explains what the birthday bash is so that I can explain it on the radio. All of the little postcards have been picked up around the YMCA, so obviously it looks like to me we're going to have a big soiree this day. On Sunday, April 26th, from 1 to 3, our staff are going to be hosting a birthday party for any children that are ages 3 to 6 years old. So if you are going to be 3, you're going to be 6, anywhere in between there, we're just having a good old time birthday party. All the old-fashioned stuff that you can think of that you did at your birthday parties, fun times, games, and they're going to cap it off with a nice birthday cake for everybody. So it should be a really great time. I have to say, the idea came as our CEO puts it, Bruce Black. It's another opportunity. He says, "Why don't you do a birthday party for the community?" So this is the first one we're doing. Came from one of his brilliant ideas, and
I'll have to tell him it's a good one. And I see him next, and that is this weekend. So Sunday.
April 26th, you got it.
And what was the time again?
1 to 3.
1 to 3 for 3 to 6-year-olds.
You got it. Should be a great time.
Really? That's hysterical. Now, do they have to register for that?
Nope, just show up.
Just show
no
up.
There's no charge.
And that is at the Deer Path?
Yes, you got
Deer Path Park. Describe how we get to Deer Path Park.
That is, if you're going north on Route 31, you're going to pass the medical center. You're going to pass Stop and Shop, and actually at the next traffic light after Stop and Shop is Woods Church Road, and we are up the hill on the right on Woods Church Road. So, and once you make the right-hand turn, you'll go up a little bit, and you'll see our building right there, and that is the YMCA. We're right adjacent to the Hunterdon County Park System, Deer Path Park, which is a lovely facility to walk and good recreation there also.
It is. It's a really nice place. So indoors or outdoors, rain or shine, bring your child for this incredible event.
You got it. Should be a good time. I know our staff have been busy planning, and they're sometimes more excited than the kids are. It's very funny to watch happen.
And I have to say again, support these events because it supports the Y. The YMCA is a member of Give Hunterdon, and Give Hunterdon is a collaboration of nonprofits in our area. We have about 14 members right now. The YMCA, Hunterdon Helpline, of course, Family Promise, Fisherman's Mark, Good News Home for Women, Volunteer Guardianship 1-on-1, Norwest Cap, Hunterdon Youth Services, NAMI of Hunterdon, the Flemington Food Pantry, Hunterdon Drug Awareness Program, CASA of Somerset, Hunterdon and Warren, Meals on Wheels, and Safe in Hunterdon. And what we try to do at our website, givehunterdon.org, is have a listing of all these nonprofits in our area that depend upon you. Again, the YMCA really is just, again, a wonderful asset to our community, but we could not function as a nonprofit in this community without your support. Give Hunterdon gives you a little synopsis of each of these organizations. It will also tell you events coming up for each of them that you might be able to support, and also what our monetary needs are, what our physical needs are. If you find that, you've been taken with one or two, or all 14 would be nice. And it also has a link directly to the website and the ability to donate immediately. We really need your help. This is really not breaking news for anyone. Since the recession, obviously businesses have been hit, governments have been hit, and of course nonprofits. So we do need your help more than ever to support our programs and services. We are particularly supportive of each other. It's not a competition. And as we know, Helpline does something different than the other organizations. The YMCA does something different. But what's most important, Kristen, is that we all collaborate.
Absolutely.
And all of our programs can be enhanced by being able to reach out to these other organizations. When you talk about the grandmother you met in the parking lot, not every agency can do everything when we have a client like that. So in addition to our own programs and services, we want to reach out to the other organizations in the area as well. Something that I always say for Helpline is that it's the holistic, sustainable solution that's important, not just one piece of the puzzle. And together we make the entire piece. So we're just having a great time sharing information, supporting each other, and hopefully receiving more support from the community.
I think so, Susan. I definitely, and I think what you said there, that sometimes those people gain trust in us and then they need a little bit more assistance and they'll say, where can I go for this? Because I just don't know, because they might be in some type of a crisis. And then we can connect with one another and get them to those services.
And all of you listening should know, we are on a first-name basis, the organizations here in Hunterdon County. It's not like we're just giving a phone number, gee, why don't you try this? We know the people behind the curtain.
Absolutely.
And what they do and what they can do and so forth. So very, very important. And we hope that you will support all of us, one of us, but you will be supporting Hunterdon County in doing so. I have to take a break, and we'll be back.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weikert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
I'm Dave Lang with Insight Financial Services and a proud member of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I believe that our participation and all of the opportunities that the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce offers to its members strongly contributes to our success.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce is proud to hold its second annual Hunterdon County Community Day on Saturday, June 13th from 12:30 to 6:30 at the Hunterdon County Fairgrounds in Ringo's. We thank our presenting sponsor, Hunterdon Healthcare, and the Hunterdon County Freeholders. Come get involved, be a vendor, an exhibitor, if you're a business or an organization. Come get before thousands of folks on this great day. Contact the Chamber at 908-782-7115 or visit our website at hunterdonchamber.org. Once again, join us on Hunterdon County Community Day, Saturday, June 13th. Get involved with your community today.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon. Hunterdon Helplines Radio Show, a shout out to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce who put together this internet radio station, and we've been sitting here since the beginning, and it has been a great ride, a wonderful ride, and a great opportunity for not just the hosts of the shows, the organizations that all come together to support it, but the guests that we have on, and them being able to reach out to all of you and tell their story and what's going on here in Hunterdon County. Hunterdon Helpline, of course, is your first call for help, 908-782-4357. If you don't know how to navigate the system, know where to begin for any need whatsoever, you call our helpline. You can also call the 1-800-272-4630 number, 1-800-272-4630. You can go to our website, www.helplinehc.org, and see all the different programs and services we offer, including all the organizations that we collaborate with. We are also part of givehunterdon.org, which we touched upon before, a collaboration of all the nonprofits in our area doing great work, asking for your support because we could not do it without you. Whether it be monetary support or volunteers, Hunterdon Helpline runs on volunteers. So if you're interested, again, 908-782-4357. We're going to spend the last few minutes we have talking to Kristen Heimel of the YMCA of Hunterdon County. She is a senior program director, and she has been telling us about all the camps and summer programs that the YMCA has, the events that are coming up. One this Sunday, a birthday bash for kids 3 to 6. It's at 1 p.m. at the Deer Path Park facility, and it sounds like a bash. It sounds like a hoot, actually, and you don't want to miss that. They also have their healthy color run. Again, we're talking about supporting these wonderful organizations, particularly the Y. There's not a person on the face of this earth, I think, that hasn't heard of the YMCA. I see it even when I travel in foreign countries. May 2nd is the color run.
You got and Color Me Healthy Fun Run.
Color Me Healthy. I love that. With a lot of fun kind of runs for people like me, not just the marathoners. So call up Hunterdon County's fantastic YMCA at 908-782-1030. For more information, visit them on their internet site, which is www.hcymca.org. Kristen, with the few minutes we have remaining, what would you like to impart?
Well, I think our biggest thing is, for everyone that's listening, if you are thinking of signing up for day camps, the early bird special registration is over on April 30th. But I will tell you a little secret. Although prices are to go up on May 1st, I will be carrying the early bird special through the weekend. So as of Monday, April 4th, our prices will be going up for camp. So you have a little over a week now to still take advantage of the early bird special rates, and I definitely encourage you to do that. Every dime counts these days in our wallets, so I encourage you to get
Absolutely.
Out there and get that registration in. If you need our help, Susan's putting the number out there. There's a lot of people. Our membership service associates can help you with anything, as can I, so give us a call if you have any questions about camps or any of our programs.
And you can walk right into any of the facilities to do it as well during their regular hours. So look at that on their website, hcymca.org, or as Kristen says, give a holler at 908-782-1030. 908-782-1030. We have to go, Kristen, but as always, you make me feel like I want to be a kid again whenever you come on the show. I can't say enough about the why. Thank you so much for being here and telling us. And you guys listening, you don't want to miss this. You don't want to miss this for your children. So get on out to the Y and sign them up for a fabulous summer.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And coming up next is Boomer's World.
USA Headline News. I'm Ron Taylor. More protests are planned in Baltimore over the police custody death of Freddie Gray. A Thursday rally was organized by two groups, the Baltimore chapter of the Southern Christian Leadership Conference and the Baltimore People's Power Assembly, which includes Karen Black.
We are putting out a national call for people across the country to come to Baltimore to stand in solidarity.
Civil rights investigator Terrence Jones will look into Gray's death.
My investigation is going to be fair, impartial. It's going to be objective.
The family of an American hostage killed accidentally during a U.S. counterterrorism strike says it's devastated by the news. The wife of Warren Weinstein released a statement yesterday saying there are no words to do justice to the disappointment and heartbreak we are going through. About 24 people are injured following a stage collapse last night during a high school musical performance in Indiana. Video of the incident shows Westfield High School students dancing and clapping while performing a song as the stage collapsed. This is USA Headline News.
Would you wait several days for your cell phone to fully charge? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? Flonase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long.
Ugh.
But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect?
Uh-uh.
You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Musicians, it's Guitar Center's spring clearance. Save huge on over 25 million in clearance gear. Leftover special buys, demos, open box, warehouse finds, and more. Incredible price drops store-wide. 11 million in markdowns on guitars, amps, and effects. 14 million more in drums, keyboards, and tech. Massive savings on brands like Fender, Gibson, Yamaha, DW, Korg, Shure, and more. But remember, each location and GuitarCenter.com has its own selection and it's first come, first serve. Guitar Center's spring clearance kicks off now.
From NASA to other points on planet Earth, many are celebrating 25 years of accomplishments of the Hubble Space Telescope. USA's John Clemens has this story.
The Hubble Space Telescope continues to give us an incredible visual access to the cosmos with what we can see of the universe. Ralph Stevens has actually produced a video of many of the images from Hubble with inspiring music as a tribute to this scientific accomplishment.
The Hubble Telescope is one of the greatest achievements of American science technology. It really is. I mean, it was launched 25 years ago. It was launched following the Challenger disaster. We all remember that, where the space shuttle blew up, and it needed a shuttle to launch into space.
I'm John Clemens.
Visit us online for more special interest stories, news, and headlines at usaheadlinenews.com. This is USA Headline News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.